Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to the world of Michael Zavala.
Hello.
Zavala.
Celebrating 15 years of MC.
Okay, yeah.
Now's your chance to turn back.
You're listening to MZ.
This is MZ Now.
So the car ends up in space. That's a real thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're going to laugh at what kind of car it was.
A Tesla.
No. No, that would...
A DeLorean.
You're
A Chevy Nova.
You're closer by notoriety. Uh-huh. He's closer by overall auto manufacturer. It's not a Chevy. It is a GM car.
So a GM
Pinto.
Corvette.
No. What? What'd you
I said Pinto.
No, that's
not
that's
GM
a,
either.
Yeah, that's Ford.
El Camino.
No.
Is that GM?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Oh. Yo. El Camino in space. Write that down for another idea.
Is this a song or movie idea?
It doesn't matter.
Just, okay.
Yeah, we'll figure it out once we get to it.
No, it was a Pontiac Fiero.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Now, how did it actually make... By the way, we're talking about Need for Speed 1000.
Yeah.
Or whatever it's called. Need for Speed and I'm Mad 2000.
Yeah.
So they got into space.
So the at first it started out as like an experimental car. They wanted a car that went as fast as a jet. So they strapped a jet to a car. And the way they got it into space is kind of like how...
Isn't that how that girl died?
What girl?
There was some rocket car racer that died in the desert because they strapped it onto the car, you know, like a couple of years ago.
Yeah, yeah. I vaguely remember the deal. But yeah.
So they're going to do that in Fast and the Furious 1000 Land Before Time?
Yeah. And make it work.
I still remember that, the Land Before Time crossover, which would have been great. Now, so they basically dropped the plane or dropped the car from a plane, kind of like Richard Branson's space plane or whatever. And
a splane.
And you know, it just drops and the rocket kicks in and then there it goes. There's a car.
Okay, so they're already in the air.
Yeah.
It drops it and then the rockets engage and how do they land?
See, they didn't even really get into that. They're
on the ground.
I think they got rescued by the space station and then someone goes up and picks them up.
So an astronaut has to come in, hook like some how do they get them out of the car? Are they in astronaut suits?
Yeah.
They had astronaut suits.
Oh, okay. So
what they had were like old school deep sea diving suits from like the 1940s, which I still have to kind of question how those would stand the vacuum and radiation in space.
Where it has like the little tube on top.
Yeah. Yes, that's exactly. It was.
They had flippers.
It was. it was Ludacris and was it Tyrese Gibson?
Yeah,
I think it was those two that were in space. It was the reason why I did it is that number one the first
did what though explain that.
So I went true. I went down and I watched every single Fast and Furious movie.
Yeah,
and keep in mind I only saw one, and I actually did like the first one, even though it's a remake of Point Break, pretty much. So I just went down that wormhole. I was like, all right. So the first one was for free on Peacock or one of the streaming platforms. And so it was the second one. Then I found the third and the fourth one on a different platform. And then I basically rented, I saw five, too. I basically rented 6, 7, whatever, 8, and whatever the Hobbs and Shaw movie. And then I just...
The Hobbit?
Yeah.
The Hobbit.
And then I rented the last one for $20, which would have been a movie theater ticket.
Right.
So I was just like, screw it. Let's watch it.
Do you have a better appreciation for family now?
Oh, yeah, man.
How does that get tie into all this?
So it's just basically DOM. Dom.
Oh, Dom. Like what?
Dong of Dong.
No, Vin Diesel's character
is Dom.
It is Dom. Dom Toretta.
Oh, Dom.
Dom Toretta.
Okay. I was confused
Dom
too.
Toretta.
Yeah, I mean, you should, you know, like Sub and Dom, you know, you should be familiar with that.
No,
I don't think you're not familiar with that.
I'm not. I don't know what you're talking about.
Get out of here.
I would think you are familiar than I am, obviously.
Well, by the way, I am.
Clark is wearing, it's 100 degrees outside, by the way, here in the great state of Texas. Clark is wearing a hoodie with the tiniest shorts I've ever seen a man wear.
Yeah, because these are running shorts.
I just saw that.
And that hoodie
Were you running to get here?
Like a t-shirt. Yeah. Oh my God, those are not, short.
You were not on time, though.
Yeah, he was running to get here. Yeah. He's got a little weight to lose before he's on time. He was kind of dragging a little bit. But
hey, you know what? I'm making progress.
Are you done with your Fast and Furious 2000 story?
I was just basically breaking down why I liked it. Like I liked the first one. I thought it was a great car movie. But
are you
going to
go through every single movie
and say
what you like and don't like about it, or are you just doing it overall?
No. Okay. No, that would.
I was going to say we don't have time.
There's just two things I want to point out.
Okay.
But I just, that was the thing, is like I heard a car was going to space and I wanted to see how the first movie how they got there.
Right.
Because every movie just gets incredibly more and more ridiculous.
Right.
And that you have to kind of the suspension of belief becomes even greater as it progresses. But the funny thing was, it was all about cars and, you know, like family and whatever. But they were always, for like the first five films, and this is where I noticed that they were probably starting to change attitudes, like towards how they view women. But in the first five movies, they would always have a gratuitous scene where they would show two chicks making out. And it was so funny. It was always funny. It would just be
did
like,
you see his face? This dude actually got interested in these movies all of a sudden.
I put my drink down.
No. It's like
I put my glasses on.
It's like they would just be walking to the back to kind of meet the shady criminal that they got to take down. And it's like, as I'm walking back through the bar to the bathroom, it's like, oh, there's two girls making out. Number three, it's like, oh, we're just walking into this Japanese
and
restaurant.
And the camera just zooms in.
Yeah. And then by the fifth one, I was like, wait a minute. I didn't see two girls making out. I feel gypped here.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, I don't know if you can say that. It's 2021.
Can't say gypped?
Yeah, can't say that.
Oh, well.
The gypsies are going to come after you.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that was the whole thing. It was like, how do they get the space? And then, once again, they left it open for a sequel. So now, I'm like, they're going to have to travel to a different dimension and like race
another planet.
Satan.
I think they're done though, right? Or they have one more. That was Spider-Sub?
I think there was plans for another movie and a second Hobbs and Shaw last time.
Yeah, the Hobbs and Shaw movie was actually pretty good because it was good because of how The Rock and Jason Statham kind of played off of each other. But in terms of
did they make out in that movie?
Dude, all the time.
I'm gonna have to check it out.
But no, I mean, I will still say this, that Gone in 60 Seconds with Nicolas Cage is a far better car movie than...
What about Speed?
Speed? With the bus?
Yeah.
Speed's good, too.
That's not a car movie.
It is a good movie.
It's a bus movie.
Yeah, it's a bus movie.
It's about speed.
It's going faster than the cars and the Fast and the Furious.
Yeah. And they're not mad about it.
Yeah.
They're just going fast.
They're just fast.
By the way, I haven't watched TV in a long time because I've been busy, and I finally got some time this week to watch TV, and I saw a trailer, a commercial on TV, and I didn't realize one of you guys was on this show. Never told me about it, never came up in conversation, and I was flabbergasted. Mm-hmm. I pulled the audio. Do you guys want to hear it?
Yes.
Never in a million years did I ever think I would be the largest person most people will have ever met.
I like everything about food.
Oh, God. Losing weight is impossible because food's like a drug to me.
You're killing yourself with this. Now, I'm not sticking around for it.
They were going to send me a laptop.
With the food, be my guest.
I never weighed that much.
We're going to give you the tool, but you have to do the work.
I have to do this for my children.
You can do it!
You were close.
I don't want to be like this.
Go, I get my sister.
My 600-pound life. Monday nights at 8 on Discovery Home and Health.
I knew you were big. I didn't know you were that big. Mm-hmm. And you were in denial in the clips that I saw.
Get the fuck out of here.
I never knew it was that big.
Yeah, I heard him say
Jesus
that.
Jesus Christ.
I was definitely big.
You know who actually showed me that clip?
Who?
Cosmo Joe. He had it on his VHS.
Really?
Yeah. And so he's like, you want to know how big Clark really was?
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, he was this big. He was so big he was on 600 pound life.
Yeah, because he did say when you said, or someone said you were 375. And you're like, no, I was never that big. And
I wasn't.
And then he confirms you were actually closer or even bigger than that.
Yeah, in fact.
And he's full of
Cosmo Joe's in the clip talking about it. Let me play it again.
Never in a million years did I ever think I would be the largest person most people will have ever met.
I like everything about food.
Oh God.
I thought that was Clark when I first started watching it, actually.
Oh God.
Losing weight is impossible.
I like everything about food.
Possible, because food's like a drug to me.
You're killing yourself with this and I'm not sticking around for it.
They were going to send me a laptop.
You're going to kill yourself with the food and be my guest.
I never weighed that much.
We're going to give you the tool, but you have to do the work.
I have to do this for my children.
You can do it!
You were close.
Dude, that was Cosmo
Joe. You were close.
I don't want to be like this.
Phil, I get my sister.
My 600-pound life.
Wow.
Monday nights at 8.
Why didn't you ever tell us about that?
Yeah.
You're on TV. You should be proud.
I want to watch your journey.
Yeah.
Well, you should have met me, let's see, 8 years ago,
mm-hmm.
5 years ago, 3 years ago.
Last week.
I've known you for three years, I think.
Last week.
3 years?
Yeah, last week.
Yeah, no, weight is my, my arch enemy, my arch villain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is my waistline.
Yeah.
Which I'm winning right now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh.
You don't see it?
No. The only time I saw it, like, you've never changed in my mind, how I see you've never changed, except for that 1 year when you took all that, those steroids or whatever you took, and you got real chiseled in the face and everything.
That was, yeah, you're right.
And you took all that illegal steroids. Yeah. That's the only time I saw that you looked different.
Maybe true, but I mean.
Because that was a drastic difference. You know what I mean?
Well,
that was drastic.
Yeah, but that was, that was the difference between me.
He looked like a movie star at one point.
Getting thin, just getting thin for the sake of being thin. And what I'm doing right now is I'm actually adding muscle.
Yeah.
And so that, like, I'm actually physically stronger right now than I was last year, actually, or 2 years ago, whenever I lost all that weight.
Well, congratulations. I think you can watch this, his episode on Discovery Health.
I didn't know that was a channel.
I think it's in the UK only.
Okay.
What? He was so big, they didn't want to show it here in the United States. So this week was an interesting week for me because I got to pay tribute to both my radio heroes the same week.
Right, so, both your local heroes.
Right. No, those are my radio heroes. There's nobody bigger than that to me.
You put Stern in there?
No.
Ron
Stern wouldn't even be my top three.
Ron Chapman?
No.
Dude, he's the number one radio guy ever in
Not to
Dallas.
Me.
Yeah, like you think
he was boring.
He grew up listening to that guy?
Probably not.
I scrolled through the radio when I got to Ron Chapman. I would skip over.
I don't even know what his voice sounded like.
I don't either.
Oh, he was like, welcome to KVIL. Like,
yeah, like a radio DJ.
Yeah. Bo and Jim?
Bo and Jim would be top three. Yeah, no. No. It's always Kid Craddock and Russ Martin for me. And if you don't know who those people are, go look them up. Because if you're interested in broadcasting or radio at all, these people you have to listen to, at least to understand what kind of show they did. Because it was different than what you hear today. It wasn't like the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, it wasn't the morning, crazy morning show.
Right,
like
the zoo.
Right, right.
I mean, both Russ and Kid did mornings at one time, but Russ really thrived in the afternoon, the drive time. And Russ's show, a lot of people could compare him to Howard Stern, but Russ wasn't Howard Stern. Russ was Russ. And that's what made him great. Kid died 8 years ago on July 27th. And every 27th, it's kind of my tradition now.
Like every 27th of every month?
Of July.
Oh,
I should have specified. Thank you, Clark. I go to Big Al Mac's establishment, whichever one he has at that time. It changes all the time. And I have a dinner there, and I just kind of sit there, and I just think about Kid. That's my day to remember Kid. Last year was the first year since he died that I wasn't able to do it because of COVID. So me being a little OCD, I said, well, it kind of screwed up my tradition, so I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm still going to do Remembrance Day, but I'm not going to go to a Big Al's bar because I'm going to be honest with you, it's not that great.
Did you tweet Big Al's establishment and been like,
No, I hit Big Al. I hit him up myself.
Can't come in today.
I said, are you open? He goes, no, we're closed today.
Can't come in today for my Kid Craddock tribute
Say tradition. That three times fast.
Yeah, say it.
Kikratic tribute tradition. Jesus. And what now? What was the tradition is no more. Hashtag sad.
Yeah. No, I hit him up personally. I said, why are you closed on the one day I come into your establishment?
The last time you were there, wasn't that the place you were sticking to the floor? And stuff?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. But that could be any one of his bars. True. His bar up here, you used to walk in, the floors were sticky. They've got the really big, like, shot glass, like the heavy glass.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate that.
The huge bottom of
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And then the food's okay. It's just kind of loud and obnoxious. And there's karaoke. And I hate karaoke.
Amen to that.
So I decided, you know what? It's probably not a bad thing. I'm going to change my tradition up. So on Tuesday, I wore my Kid Craddock Keep Looking Up, That's Where It All Is t-shirt. And I listened to Kid Craddock moments on my phone, like old bits that he did. Which in the very beginning, when he died, I pitched to somebody close to the show an idea called Kid Bits, which is a good name, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be a subscription-based app or web platform or whatever.
Depends on who you're telling Kid Bits to.
What?
Huh? What do you mean? What you mean, Clark?
I know you know exactly what I mean.
Kid Bits.
Hey, let me see your Kid Bits. Let me hear your Kid Bits.
Yeah, let me hear your... We wouldn't say, let me see your Kid Bits. Kid Bits.
Every now and then, you know, you could mix
up. Well, you
could
put videos on there, sure.
Yeah.
That what you're saying?
Here's some videos of some Kid Bits.
I tried not to laugh during that whole thing. But I did. I called it Kid Bits. Maybe that's why they didn't use this idea. That's why they
didn't. Like, who's this wacko song? He wants to see some Kid Bits.
So I said,
your last like you went, oh.
So I said, yeah, it's an app called Kid Bits, and it's a subscription based platform.
Oh no.
And, yeah, can you imagine on your credit card bill? Someone sees it.
Build discreetly.
Yeah, God.
But it would play old classic Kid Craddock shows or moments, and I would pay for that. I would pay $5 a month. Kid also has a foundation that takes terminally ill kids to Disney World every year called Kids Kids. Not to be confused with my charitable foundation, Mike's Tykes. Kids Kids would get the money from this app, so it's kind of a win-win situation, I think. So anyway, about a week ago, I found out that they have a podcast called like Classic Kid Moments or something like that. And so I'm like, oh, this is really cool. I wish they would do this as a paid product because they can make money off of it versus just giving away free as a podcast. But it's got like little clips of, you know, the Kid Craddock era. And so I started listening to it. There's like 150 clips on this podcast. Only half are Kid Craddock.
What?
The other half are like new stuff that happened after he was dead. So how are you going to call this Classic Kid Craddock Moments when Kid's not even on the clip?
Do they still call the show Kid Craddock?
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show now, not Kid Craddock in the Morning. It's
kind of macabre.
You see what I'm saying? If you're going to have Kid Craddock on the cover art.
Just be him.
Just be him. You have enough. He was on the radio for 20, 30 years.
Right? Yeah.
You've got enough material you can put on this. And it's just updated weekly.
That makes
so I'm
me
really
think,
excited.
That makes me think it's a station thing.
Well, he owns that. It's not a station. They own their own show.
Yeah, he was syndicated.
Yeah.
First
off, the person in charge of this podcast either needs to be fired or just give him a simple set of rules.
Mm-hmm. It's their intern.
Just give him some guidelines. They're listening to a clip. They're trying to decide whether or not to put it on this podcast. You ask the question, is Kid Craddock in the clip? The answer is no. You don't put it on the podcast. Was Kid Craddock dead when this clip was recorded? The answer is yes. You don't put it on the podcast. Was Kid Craddock on break or was he out sick during this recording?
Was Don Knotts filling in Kid Craddock?
If the answer is yes, you don't put it on there. The only time you put the clip on that podcast is Kid Craddock in the clip. The answer is yes. Now, here comes a trick question. Kid Craddock's not in the clip, but they mention Kid. Do you put the clip on the podcast?
No.
No.
Right. These idiots in this room get it. Why can't the idiot in the Kid Craddock in the Morning Show, whatever it's called now, figure that out?
You know why I bet they do it? It's because people like you will tune into it, and then they'll intermix some new stuff in there and be like, hey, oh, well, you know what? That wasn't bad. I'll come back to that show.
No.
Yeah, that's what makes me think it was a station at first. But if they own their own thing, that's what it is. They're promoting themselves.
So, like,
I don't listen to the show because Kid's not on it.
Right. Well, I don't. So I used to listen to Kid Craddock back in the day, like when Kiss came back. So like, there was a Kiss FM in the 80s, and then it went away, and then it came back in, I think, 1993, 94, and Kid Craddock was kind of like the head guy in terms of DJs that was on there.
The main personality.
Right. And like I loved his Burn Your Buns skits, where he basically would just...
Oh, they were so great.
They're fantastic. And that was back when I still... well, I kind of liked the music that was on Kiss, because it was, you know, I was young and into the top 40 type stuff, but... As you get older, you kind of outgrow the music that he was on, and that was what I found to be kind of not detrimental to his career, just detrimental to my listening and still keeping up with him, because like I haven't listened to Kiss FM in forever. Every now and then, I'll take a little detour on the radio just to go over there and see, like, hey, what are they playing? But it's never anything.
Is this
thing
still working?
Yeah, exactly.
That's me.
But right. Yeah, but right. I never listened to the music. I just listened to him.
Right.
Now, as the show got more mainstream, they did do smaller talk breaks. And,
right.
You know, there was more music. And so that got a little bit more difficult for me, too. But I still was very loyal. Anyway, Russ died back in February, and they couldn't do anything because of COVID. So they decided they were going to do this big, they call it the Trash Bash Russ Martin tribute at the House of Blues. Actually, you know what? Here's what I'm going to do. When Kid died, Russ paid tribute to Kid on his show. And I want to play that clip to give you an idea of Russ Martin.
David Kid Craddock passed away on Saturday playing golf. Playing golf, how did that happen?
I don't know.
Many radio people have been singing Kid's praises over the last couple of days. A man who died at 53, a man so young, praise God. So I'm adding my thoughts. I didn't like it.
What?
Even though I should have. When I started at the Eagle in 1987, praise God, Kid had already been here for a few years.
That's right.
And even though I was a new guy, he befriended me with buddy names. Buddy names like Move, Yo In My Way, What a Dick, and Pick That Up.
Pick It Up.
And I gotta say, praise God, I'm envious of all the attention. In fact, he's getting all my attention. And for his death, Clear Channel brought in grief counselors for the staff. I know when I die, there ain't gonna be no memorials. There ain't gonna be no grief counselors. There ain't gonna be praise God.
Copy right, wasn't it?
When I die, the station's gonna throw me in the break room. Throw me in a hefty bag and write Basura on it. Tell me I'm wrong.
You ain't. Preach it.
And I'm sick of all the god emails saying, who'd have thought you outlived Kid Craddock? Shut the Now, on the air, Craddock and I had a tumultuous relationship. Had we hung out off the air, I still don't think I'd like him.
I wouldn't like you either.
Kid was the inventor of fabulous radio funny bits like Burn Your Buns, Buck Naked, Ooh. Boogie Check, all of which he did not steal from me for the record.
All original.
But for years, I was always pretty sure that little glob was stealing a lot of my material. I was never really positive, though. I am sure about what he did steal. For decades, he stole the hearts of thousands of chronically and terminally ill children with his Kids Kids Foundation. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
And when you touch the hearts of children, you touch the heart of God. So stop looking up, Kid. Because you made it. Goodbye, David.
So, for Russ's tribute, they had at the House of Blues concert and all that. I show up it's, I don't know, like 8:30 at this point. The last band goes on around 9:30 or 10. That's the Russ Martin Show band, which all the cast members and auxiliary cast members of the show come out and they sing a song or they do whatever it is. So I don't want to miss that. I also want a t-shirt and I want stickers because I know they're going to have tribute stuff there and I want to buy all that. I pull up and the first thing I see, Russ was a big Batman fan and he had two 1966 Batmobiles. When I rolled up, the Batmobile sitting out front, which I'm like, oh my gosh, how cool is this? So I got to go take pictures with it. Not only is it a Batman replica, 1966 Batmobile replica, it's Russ's replica. So that was even more special. So I go take pictures of that. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get something to eat real quick at the House of Blues restaurant.
The Foundation Room?
Is that it?
Yeah.
I thought the Foundation Room was like a bar on the other side.
Yeah, no, that's the upstairs is Foundation Room.
Okay, so I went up there. I'm the only one there. I get the menu. Sorry, going through the menu. Nothing sounds good on there. They don't have anything like just a turkey sandwich.
Chicken fingers.
I just want something simple. They don't have any of that.
Grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese would have been nice.
Butter pasta.
Club sandwich, turkey sandwich, something simple that, you know, you could get anywhere.
A hamburger with just pickles on it.
They had all these fancy hamburgers. They didn't have a regular one. The regular one they did have was like $20.
What? Oh, yeah. That place is not cheap. Neither drinks.
So I'm sitting there and I'm like, hey, can I get a Topo Chico? The guy goes, I don't have any Topo Chicos.
What?
So
get
I said,
here.
All right, just some soda water then.
I don't have soda water.
So he gives me some soda water. I'm sitting there looking at the menu. I'm not in a hurry at this point, but I know that the clock's ticking. I need to get down to the actual concert venue. So I'm like, you know what, man? The only thing that sounds somewhat decent on here is this pulled pork sandwich. Let me have that. And then...
That'll be $27.
No, it was like the cheapest thing on the menu, too. It was like $14. Came with fries and all that. So I'm like, that's perfect. Be quick and easy. 20 minutes go by after I order it. I still don't have my food. What? Now I'm starting to get a little nervous here because, again, I don't know what's going on. I haven't been down to the other room, so I don't know what's going on. Is it over? Is it coming to an end? Am I going to miss everything? So I'm starting to get a little nervous here, and the guy's like, you still haven't got your food? Let me go check on it.
You're the only one in there.
I'm the only one in there. There's a girl playing a guitar on the stage to the back of me. That's it. So thank you guys for coming out. It's just me, and I'm not even watching her.
Did you raise your hand?
No. I just pretended she wasn't there, like I do with most women.
My gosh.
And so anyway, the guy comes back. He's like, should be right out. Takes him a little bit to get upstairs, or get from downstairs to upstairs with the food. I was like, well, they need help? He's like, no, it's good. It'll be right out. Just a couple more minutes.
It's pulled pork.
Yeah, exactly. on two pieces of bread.
Right. And fries.
Yeah.
I'm sure they have.
Another 20 minutes go by.
Oh, God. Wow.
And now I'm starting to get a little more anxious because, what am I missing here? This is like a one-time event. They may have more concerts, but this concert, it's a tribute to Russ Martin.
Had you already paid or anything?
There is a free concert.
Given him a card?
No.
I meant just for the food.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
As soon as I sat down and ordered, I paid out, tipped and everything. Because I was like, hey, and I figured like House of Blues restaurants are going to be, or concert venue restaurants are going to be like the airport, right? If you go order at Chili's at the airport, your food's there in 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. So it's the same type of concept here. I'm trying to get something to eat in between shows. They know that this guy's coming up in 10 more minutes. They're going to make it really quick and get you in and out as quickly as possible. That's what I think. That's how it should be ran. Nope, not this one. I'm 40 minutes in. And this guy comes up with what looks like a burger. Mm. And the bartender goes, oh, is that the pulled pork? He goes, nope. And he sets it on side and he says, it's a burger for so-and-so.
What?
Some security guard had ordered a burger, whatever. So I'm like, well, maybe he put it in before me. This guy's probably been waiting way longer than me. So another 10 minutes goes by and the security guard comes up from around the corner and goes, hey, and he's looking straight at me. And he goes, hey, I think there's a problem. And he starts whispering while looking straight at me. I'm looking, well, our eyes are locked. And he's looking straight at me, whispering to the bartender. I already know what's going on now.
What?
They gave my pulled pork to this guy, and the burger that was for him is sitting on the counter. I almost said, just give me that burger, I'll eat it. Mm-hmm. At this point, the other thing was, he didn't just say, oops, they gave me the wrong sandwich.
He ate it.
He ate it. He had this guilty look on his face, like, you know, when your dog, tears something up, and you're like, who did this?
But you're talking like 50 minutes has gone by.
Yeah.
They could have...
Figured that out.
They could have... For real. Well,
a burger and a pulled pork look totally different.
Right.
True.
This ain't my burger. This is a pulled pork sandwich. He didn't say that. This fat ass went in and started eating it.
Gosh.
And then after he finished said, oh, wait, that's not my sandwich. That's this guy, the only customer in the restaurant. That's him.
I had pulled pork yesterday, not today.
Yeah. And he's so guilty. I felt bad for him because, you know, he felt bad. But at the same time.
I wouldn't have.
Why are you eating a sandwich you know it's not yours? Yeah, just, like, you didn't order this.
You could visually see that it's not your sandwich. You know,
yeah. So as they start whispering, I'd be like, let's just cancel that.
That's exactly what I was about to do because now time is of the essence. They're going to take me another 30 minutes to get another sandwich. So they're kind of trying to figure out what to do. And I was like, guys, they're already closing down the bar too.
Jesus.
So I'm like, guys, I'm going to run downstairs. I'm going to come back in about 15 minutes. Is that cool? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's totally cool. Because I'm like, I don't know what I'm missing down there. I've been here for an hour drinking soda water. So I go downstairs and I go grab a t-shirt. All they had was, I'm wearing it now, actually. All they have was a medium. That was the smallest one they had. So it's a little baggy on me. I don't have no smalls. They go, we don't have no small listeners.
What?
Most of the people there are overweight. Got some stickers. Could put a sticker right here in the studio. Got a little Angel Russ watching over us all the time. And so I got the stuff that I wanted, my merchandise. I went back up. There was my food, not on a plate, on a to-go box.
Hell yeah.
Or in a to-go box.
Get your ass out of here.
So I sat there, opened it up, and ate. Took my time, too.
As you should have.
Yeah, took my time. Spilled a little. Oop. Oop.
You like pick up the whole sandwich and you just like let half of it fall out.
On the counter. Oops. My bad. Oh, I dropped my fork again. Do you have another one? So as I'm eating, I'm hearing applause going in or going on the other side of the wall. So I know that I'm missing the Russ Martin show band coming out. So I finish up. At that point, I'm rushing now. So I finish. I make more of a mess. Finish what I want to eat. Leave the rest. Thanks, guys. I roll out. Go downstairs. And they did a phenomenal job. I had a great time. I was sitting there at one point. Looking around, I'm like, wow, so many radio legends here. You got the Russ Martin show on stage. I'm standing next to Billy the Kid. And you got me. If a bomb went off, who would entertain people audibly anymore? Nobody. All you would have left is Howard Stern, The Breakfast Club. I will never do that again because one of us has to survive to continue on, you know, entertaining people. But I just had it was a very humbling experience.
I don't think you're using the word humble, right?
Yeah, very humble. I felt very... humbled and modest at that point. In fact, I might be the most modest person you've ever met.
I still don't think
there's nobody more modest than me.
I don't think you're using any of those words right.
But after the show, I wasn't planning to be there for very long, but I stayed for the whole thing and had a great time. And it was just a good night. I'm glad I went. And yeah, and what we found out was, or what somebody put together was, Kid Craddock died July 27th. Russ Martin died February 27th, and we celebrated both of their lives the same week this year. Tuesday for Kid Craddock, Russ Martin on Thursday. So what a weird week, or interesting week. I guess not really that weird, but crazy, you know? Crazy. I'm still standing.
After playing that that Russ Martin clip, I can hear some of your voice tendencies in it.
Like, well, yeah, Russ learned a lot from me.
Well, yeah. he also, I don't know if you've ever seen any old Sam Kinison stuff.
Oh yeah, because
he was a preacher before he did stand up, and he did that same kind of thing.
Yeah,
and like I always thought he sounded like Sam Kinison when he did that.
I'm also going to change my name. My radio name is going to be Kid Martin.
About Russ Craddock.
Yeah, that's good. Russ Craddock, but with a Z. Russ Craddock's. So I have a little bit of me in there too, just as tribute, because I do feel like I am the child of those two. Radio personalities. It's two great radio personalities. So,
well, growing up in a fractured home like that, how did you make it?
By the grace of God. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Thomas Leonard, and you're listening to Michael Zavala.
MZ Now. Online at mznow.tv.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
MZ Now. Call 1-888-MZ-LIVE. Did the number 5. Call 1-888-MZ-LIVE. Did the number 5.
Would you like a virtual assistant that doesn't break the bank? You're in luck. The Alexis stick does everything the leading brands do. Like, check the weather.
Hey, Alexis, can you check the weather, please?
Y'all better leave y'all wigs at home. The house gonna be hot than a motherfucker.
It can even give you directions.
Hey, Alexis, what's the nearest Chili's?
Well, first of all, you need to go left down the street right here. And then when you get to that one light where that one bitch standing over there with that real good sign that's written a good permanent marker, make it right. Go down the street. About 2 or 3, I don't know what miles it is, but it's, you won't see it on the right-hand side. And it's right next to the good wig store. And just go in, tell them you know who I is, and bring me back some of them chili peppers, spots and appetizers. I got a coupon. It's really good, and trust me, you won't live it.
And the best part? It's only $3.99. That's right. $3.99. And if you act now, you can get a second Alexis for an additional $3.99.
Hey, Alexis, what time is it?
Time for you to get a motherfucking watch. Who do you think I am? I'm barely waking up, too. What time is it? I was out late.
The Alexis stick, available now.
He showed up at the show one day and was just watching the entire show. And then after we ended the show, he kept hanging out.
He stayed there sitting on the bench, and it was like noon.
Yeah, he wasn't.
I'm going home.
Wasn't doing anything. He wasn't knocking on the door. He just kind of was hanging out.
Catatonic or something.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is MZ Now.
Hey, this is Lieutenant Jim Dangle of the Reno Sheriff's Department, and you're listening to Michael the Paul.
Online at mznow.tv.
What month is this?
August.
Mm-hmm. Damn it!
Why?
I missed 7-Eleven day again.
Oh yeah, dude.
You're a bit behind on that one.
And that's like my favorite day of the year. Get my free slushy.
You have some odd days you celebrate.
It's a Slurpee, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's free.
A free Slurpee.
Right. It's better than paying for one.
But it's a little small one, the smallest one they have.
No, they give you the big ones, at least in my 7-Eleven.
Not the ones that I get.
That's because they like you.
Yeah, they've seen me as a cripple.
Okay.
To a walker.
Oh.
They're like, we got to celebrate this guy. Give him the big slushy.
Yeah. Like, I do think they think I'm maybe a little touched.
maybe they might think that. Do they think that, like, you might actually get leg freeze along with brain freeze?
Probably. Now, looking back at it, I think they might think I'm a little special. I don't know why I feel like that, but the way, you know, some people talk to special people, they come up and they're like, how are you today? Yeah. But that's how they treat me. But maybe that's because they see me every day go out and buy like an energy drink.
They're like,
Cheetos.
Oh, here comes Michael. I like that young guy.
Yeah.
Poor guy. Even though.
I walk out the door and they're like, poor guy.
I'm just so glad he's happy.
He seems happy. Now that he can walk.
Right.
Anyway, what's going on right now in the Olympics?
This girl,
I think she might have just broke a world record because she's going ape shit.
She almost knocked over the camera guy.
It was electric on the runway.
What country is that?
Venezuela.
Venezuela, yeah.
The record that was 2 months older than she was. Phenomenal last phase. Stays off the ground as long as anybody in the business.
She can fly, man.
If I did that, I would have snapped that leg.
Yeah, no doubt.
You would have seen that in slow motion.
You know, it probably would have just stuck straight in the ground. Just
remember that gymnast that landed wrong?
Oh, yeah.
And buckled her knees?
Yeah.
That would have been me.
You should actually try out for the Paralympics, seeing as your leg. That would be a great thing. Instead of, you know, along with applying for the circle,
yeah,
apply for the Paralympics.
I might have a better shot at the Paralympics. Is this just long jump?
This is another race.
Yeah, 800 meter.
From Ohio, it's Clayton Murphy.
Hey, he looks like he's from Ohio.
He is white as
He looks like
yeah, he looks like a Clayton.
He looks like the older brother from Malcolm in the Middle.
He does.
Oh, yeah.
He really does.
We'll see it here. We flash back to 2016. One of the most
My thing is, I don't know why they keep calling it. I mean, I know why they're calling it the 2020 Olympics, but
yeah,
it's not the 2020 Olympics. The 2021 Olympics.
All their merch says 2020.
Yeah. That's what it is. That's the shirts.
All
they don't
branding,
want to reprint them.
All that stuff.
That's like, let's say we were in a decade-long pandemic. And in the year 2000, we keep calling it the 1990 Olympics. Very excited to be here at the 1990 Olympics. And we've just survived Y2K.
You got to be having fun here.
You got to be having fun here.
Have to be.
He's ready.
You said confidence.
He looks like he's having fun.
Look at his spikes. Check this out.
His spikes.
The word.
Confidence, baby. Confidence. Was that Rolando Blackman?
That was Rolando Blackman. Oh, he must
Family
have been.
Over everything.
Yeah, he must have been in Fast and Furious 14.
Running in space.
His uniform does look like a car.
It would have been funny if he had a picture of
Dong.
Yeah.
Dong.
This is for you, Dong.
This is for you, Vin Diesel.
This is for you, Dong. All right, let me find out where I put these clips.
I live 800 meters at a time.
Speaking of the Olympics.
Oh, my
gosh.
I've decided to put together a game to honor the 1987, or whatever year they're doing right now. the 2020 Olympics. This is the last week, right?
Last week started today, essentially, I think.
So, I've got high hopes for Clark on this one because Clark's the sports guy on the show. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Spider's probably the second sports guy. He knows enough, right? And then Eric and I know nothing. So to try to make it even...
You probably know more than me, actually.
I've decided... Move me?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe when it comes to basketball, but that's it.
I don't know that I can
name one Mavs player right now. Luka Donovan or whatever his name is?
There you go.
There you go.
That's it.
That's his name.
See, I can name Buzz Bunny on Space Jam, too.
That's it. What about Lola Bunny?
Yeah, she's on that
You've
team.
Got like two of the best.
What about J.J. Barrera? Is he the...
No, Tweety Bird.
He's a coach. Yeah, he's a coach now. Yeah.
What about Jason Terry? Still there?
He's a coach now, too.
Oh.
I think, right?
Not for the Mavs, but I think he's a coach.
No, I think he's coming in.
I thought they were trying to get him back. I don't know.
I think he's like a assistant or something. I don't know. Who knows? From the clip that I'm going to play, you have to determine what sport this is or what event this is.
Awesome. Okay.
Okay.
I like this.
So to make it fair, again, if I would have bit like a sound effect of a football getting punted or something like that, Clark would get it right away, right?
Oh, it could be just me getting kicked in the nuts at a bar after I ask a lady out.
Right.
Makes the same sound.
I like that sport. Dude,
but you know what I mean. Like,
there's a lot of surface tension on my nuts.
Clark would pretty much get any regular sound. So instead of just playing any old regular sound from an event, I'm playing grunts.
Awesome.
Oh, sweet.
So you have to guess the event or the sport by the grunt.
Now, are these purely Summer Olympic Games?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is what's going on right now.
Okay.
Except for this first one, I'm not sure. And we only have a limited number of clips because it was very hard to find audio that wasn't porn of people grunting.
It's like your Google search is the Olympic grunts followed by kid bits.
Yeah. The FBI is going to be on me here pretty quick. So we only have, I think, six clips here because, again, this is all I could pull. And one of them is not from, one of them is a bonus grunt from a celebrity. All right. Here's grunt number one.
Oh, wow.
What?
Spider.
Spider.
I'm going with sailing.
Incorrect.
Play it again.
Clark.
Clark.
I'm going to go with discus. Discus throw.
No, but that would have been a good one, though. Eric?
What is that one? I don't even know if it's an Olympic sport or not.
That's all right. Just say
I don't know if this is an Olympic sport either, to be honest with you.
Where they throw, like, the...
javelins?
Yeah.
Is that an Olympic sport, or is that just a Mario Brothers 3?
No, it's an Olympic sport.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
It is...
Clark. Hammer throw?
Incorrect.
Oh.
These have all been good YouTube searches, though, honestly. All
right.
It's golf.
What?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm way off on that.
That must be Bryson DeChambeau.
Is that really a name?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Are you guys ready for number two?
Let's do it.
Now, I know it sounds like a grunt Clark. In a public bathroom, but it's not.
Clark. Powerlifting.
I'll give you that. Weightlifting, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that's a grunt in a very empty room.
Yeah.
I think it's taking a dump.
All right. This one's a very quick one. Spider.
Tennis.
Incorrect.
Can we hear it again?
You want a remix?
It sounds like they're saying a word, not an actual grunt.
Possible.
Is it? Go ahead.
I was in a hurry this morning. Clark.
Rowing.
Incorrect.
Eric.
So you got to remember, a lot of these things, they're not mic'd up. So you have to get the...
Right.
I had to look for the sports that were in like arenas or close where they have mics kind of around the area. Because they're not... The athletes aren't mic'd when they're doing this stuff. Right. So.
Yeah, because that weightlifting one really sounds like a gigantic empty room.
Right.
Gymnastics?
Incorrect. Again... I was looking for gymnastics ones, but they're not mic'd up, and the cameras are so far away, and the mics are so far away. You're going to pick them up from the crowd mics, but that's about it.
Man, I mean, it's
you ready? You want me to give it to you?
Yeah.
Karate.
Oh.
Karate.
I didn't know that was in the Olympics.
I thought that was a hoit.
Well, this one, I guess, it was wind knocked out of him or her. I don't know. I can't remember what this was. They. All right. This is a celebrity grunt.
What's his name?
James.
Yeah, James Remar.
James Remer.
Oh, that's James correct. Remer.
All right, whatever. Remar. All right, now we're back to sports.
Whoa.
We got two more left. Clark has one. Eric has one. We'll give Spider Runt one since he helped Eric out with his point.
I'll take a half.
Half point.
Hey, he should get a half point too. Singing.
All right.
The should be one versus half.
That works. All right. Here we go. Grunt number five.
Oh wow, Spider. That's got to be tennis, right?
That is tennis.
All right.
1.5. Spider has 1.5 points.
Yeah, you hear the racket.
Or it's. I try to cut out some of that stuff.
Nah, it's all good, dude.
Yeah. Or Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
All right, and then the final one. This is for 1,000 points.
Eric.
Go ahead.
Diving?
No.
Dude, that would be bad if the divers were screaming.
But for that short.
Yeah, before they go
right
in the water.
In the water.
Clark. Water polo.
Incorrect.
Eric. Well, we just saw that girl jumping in the air. I don't know the name of it.
Long jump?
Yeah, long jump.
That was
jump.
A triple jump.
That no. was a triple jump, yeah.
Racing.
No.
That covers like half the
Clark.
Half the
Clark.
Event.
Synchronized swimming.
No.
Now we get the buzzer. That's wrong. After all these
Clark. Yeah, I know.
Clark.
What was Clark? Clark.
Badminton.
No, but close.
Ping pong.
Correct. Spider-Man. Right.
It was
1,000.
I was going to
1,000. Actually, technically, I would have taken table tennis as well.
I was actually thinking table tennis.
But, yeah. See, I was so quick because they just went, you know?
Damn, I'm going to have to turn my sports card in now.
Yeah.
No more sportsing for me.
That was a good game. I wasn't sure how it was going to turn out. I wanted to do something Olympic themed, but I didn't know what
to do. I thought you were
going to
do, like, maybe trivia or something. But
I was going to do that, but everyone can do that. This is MZ Now. We do things different. We go off of grunts.
And we show kid bits.
Yeah. Check out our videos at kidbits.com. All right. Go ahead and open that thing there in front of you, Clark.
So I'm just going to tell you right now, if this is a photo
of
an x-ray, I'm leaving.
No.
Who?
I'm done.
It's a t-shirt with the photo on it.
You can tell what it is.
Oh, I know.
Because I was in here hoping it was a credit card.
Oh, yeah, I know. That would have been great.
We've been waiting on that.
Well,
the color's good.
It's blue.
All right.
And it's certainly big because it's like a damn bath towel. Oh, my God. It just keeps unfolding.
Wait a minute.
You got to fit it over a fat duck suit.
Or a Clark.
Oh, why'd you give it away?
All right. That looks okay.
Get the logo and...
Oh, that didn't look bad.
No. It looks a little different than the design you sent us.
Yeah.
But still good.
I like that
came out okay. Yeah, the font's cool, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Clark, try to put
or
it on without the duck suit.
Try.
And see if it fits.
Try to see if it fits me now.
Yeah. And don't stretch it out.
I want to see if it goes below your shorts.
It's a very expensive shirt. All right, so for those who are just tuning in.
That is way too much leg.
Let me put my shorts.
Yeah, please do. So we bought the a new douche duck shirt.
Show it to the camera, though.
There you go. A new douche duck shirt.
It barely fits him.
Look how tight. Oh, no, the seams are busting.
Yeah.
I've never broke 300 pounds.
Do you have insurance on that t-shirt?
We have it insured just in case.
Okay. Yeah, see,
it actually looks a little slim. You look like a bro.
You need to roll those sleeves down.
Look like a Jersey Shore guy.
Crap. Well, that's what we were all wearing back in the early 90s right there.
You know what,
clothes
though?
Clothes about that size.
That looks too small for a douche duck, doesn't it?
It does.
I was going to say that, like, because I have an idea in my head.
I'm pretty sure the shirt that he wears now is a 4X. And that's why we got that one.
It may stretch over it.
The body's soft, though.
Yeah.
So hopefully next week we have our new cameras in here. And if we do that, we'll bring the douche duck costume and have you dress up in the... We'll have you try it on.
Okay.
It's the last suit you'll ever wear. What movie is that from?
Iron Man.
No.
I have no idea.
What Batman movie? I don't know.
No Batman movie?
Oh.
You're going to put on the last suit you ever wear. That's a dead impression.
Oh, Men in Black?
Men in Black. Yes, correct. 500 points. you can trade them in for these plush toys at the front desk.
Thank you.
But no, I think it'll work okay. It looks good. I didn't want to open it. I wanted to open it on the show to see what it looked like, but logo looks good. We got to get a shirt for Cosmo Joe. He's going to be the douche duck handler.
I've never worn anything above a 2X in my life.
You were close.
All right, Cosmo Joe.
we just got to figure out what the bit is, because here's the thing. When you're wearing the douche duck costume, you can't talk.
Right.
Yeah, that was rules that we established.
Which I love.
We established those rules a long time ago with the first person who ever put on the douche duck costume. Well, it's also part of the mystery of, you know.
Right.
Plus, here's this cool duck. Could you imagine someone went to go take a picture with this cool duck and then your voice comes out of that?
Mm-hmm.
James Bond movies?
Hey, I'm people hate the voice that comes out of this body already.
Right.
So.
Right, but at least when they see the body, they expect something like that.
Right.
When you see douche duck, you're expecting coolness, and then the voice comes out and it throws everything off.
I just have questions about, like, what am I going to be doing?
I don't know.
Am I going to be dancing?
I don't know.
Am I just going to stand there and people are going
to
be like...
Knowing you, you probably will talk, because you probably want to talk to a girl that you see out there.
Right.
And then ask him out on a date, which you probably cannot do.
You shouldn't.
You have to use
Cosmo Joe for that.
Honestly, like... If you're
Cosmo
a woman,
Joe could be the wingman.
Yeah.
If you're a woman and a duck is asking you out.
Howard the Duck. Didn't he get ladies?
Yeah, he did. He got Leia Thompson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like you'll probably get more dates as douche duck than you do.
Especially
now.
If Cosmo Joe's helping you out. Like, hey, listen, maybe that's the whole bit.
Okay.
Maybe the bit is, hey, this guy is so pathetic, he can't get dates, so we put him up in a giant duck costume, and I'm trying to help him. Now, you can't see who this guy you can't see who this guy is behind the costume until you agree to go out on a date with him. And the girl's like, you know, it's, okay, and then we film it.
We're probably going to end up meeting some weird girl who's actually going to be more in the Cosmo Joe, but then she's going to be like, hey, let's hook up tonight, the Cosmo Joe.
Yeah, but we're not going to film that part.
But she's going to be like, but hey.
Whatever happens off camera happens off camera.
I bring the duck. I want the duck watching in the corner.
Yeah. No, you take the, so all I see is like the end of this video that we're going to shoot is you are walking down the street with the douche duck head on your side, all pathetic and sweaty. Playing that, you know how in Arrested Development when Michael Cera got turned down from a date and it's like, dun, 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 that Snoopy song?
That Snoopy one.
That's going to be you. That's how we should end it. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We have to figure out what the purpose of Douche Duck is at this point, too.
Yeah.
When we had Douche Duck originally, it was literally just for people to take photos with, and we'd send them out to large events where we knew we weren't going to have to talk.
Mm-hmm.
So we just send Douche Duck out. People would just clamor to take pictures with him, and that's it. It was just a marketing thing. Now we have to have come up with a real purpose for it. Like, I wanted to be a SoundCloud rapper. We're going to shoot a music video, maybe called Duck Duck Goose, about Grey
Duck,
Goose.
Duck Duck Douche.
Maybe. That's not
I just have this vision of
I also think we should protest different things and then send you out to protest and just say they're ducky nuts.
Anywhere that serves duck fat fries.
Yeah. Or just random stuff. Like, somebody decides they're going to stop serving your favorite dish. You go out there in the duck costume and say, you're ducky nuts. And then we send them a box of rubber ducks, too. That's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's potential there.
I can't wait till there'll be a family around, and then a little kid goes, Mommy, I know what a duck is, but what's a douche?
No, that's a good educational thing. We're going to do a PBS promo, too.
So we're not only pushing the envelope, but we're also educating while we're doing it.
That's the whole point. Why do you think I get up every day to do this show?
It's great. I love it.
Right. It's because I want to educate.
In. Oh, wait. I'm already in.
Right. I don't know. What do you think, Eric? What do you think we should do with Douche Duck?
Yeah, I think I actually kind of like the whole date thing with
like it's a mystery date.
Cosmo Joe as a wingman. We have a t-shirt like, you know, Duke Dush wingman.
Why don't we make it a whole like game show? On the street game show.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Like, here's a mystery date. Here's a blind date. You can't see who's behind Douche Duck until you agree to go on the date. And then we...
Well, you know, there's a show like that, right?
What? Blind were
date?
They...
No, it was not a blind date, but like they...
The Masked Bachelor?
No, they... Well, no, they put all of the like people that are going on dates in like as animals. They put makeup and like prosthetics on their face.
Oh, that's... Oh, yeah.
And they go on these dates and like they talk.
Well,
and,
no, we're not going to do that. We won't do that because that's awkward.
Yeah.
They'll just be like, you have to agree to go on with drinks to this guy for 5 minutes. We'll buy the drink, and by we, it's not in our budget, so Clark will
buy. Why he's still in the costume?
No, he can take the head off. He can't take the body off. Which means he can't sit.
That's good. 5 minutes for a drink? I think that's reasonable.
Yeah. And then Cosmo Joe interviews them after the date to see how, if there's potential for more.
It'd be like a speed dating kind of thing.
Yeah.
But on Duck,
it's called Duck
dating.
Duck Pass. And they can pass on Clark. That's actually a great idea.
It might be Duck Pass.
So we don't do meetings this whole year.
Pass.
Yeah, we just call it Pass Clark. We don't do meetings this year for whatever reason, because we're all busy. So we just do meetings on the show about what we're going to do.
I could see this, like what you say, Clark, where Cosmo Joe is talking to the girl, and then he goes on the date with the girl, and you're there left,
and I'm just
like,
sitting there with my hat. Yeah. My head. No, like, if you know,
with your head all matted and sweaty. Your face is red.
And then you interview the girl, like, how did it go?
Well, I didn't really like the duck, so I'm going to pass, but Cosmo Joe is great.
Right.
So, I'm also thinking about, like, the characteristics I'm going to have to give off, because, you know, like, when you go to Disneyland or Six Flags with the Looney Tunes characters,
now,
they're all like, oh, and, you know, doing all this stuff.
Yeah,
like,
you don't want to do that.
No.
You're a cool guy.
Yeah.
Eric,
do
you have an acting coach?
You're
you can
a cool
bring
guy
in?
With a douche shirt on.
Right.
I would love to meet the acting coach. All right, you're a duck.
You know what?
And you're a douche.
Eric, can you get somebody that's into acting in here next week so we can give Clark some tips?
That's into acting?
Eric is that guy.
Yeah, but
why would we need to bring someone else
in? Because he's already on the show. I'm just saying, like, somebody that's not Eric.
I think we need to get the costume first.
Well, the costume's down the street.
Yeah, get the t-shirt. Let's because I still haven't even worn it.
Yeah, that's what we're gonna do all that next week. You can do it. You put it on during the show, and then the lady who comes in can tell you.
Why does that have to be a lady?
Could be a guy. Could be a they. I don't care. Yeah. I just assume because the person I'm thinking of, Eric's friend, is a lady.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Do you think she'll be down?
I think she'd be down. I just don't know how.
That's not a pun, by the way.
I just don't know how she would, go about showing him what to do in this costume.
Well, here's how it would be. Clark would say, here's what I'm feeling this character would do. And then she would say no, and then correct him. Don't you think you should be like this? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, she's you know what? I think it'll work out because she's also a model as well.
And a duck coat.
So maybe she can give some poses that he can
do. A duck coat.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Well, you know who else could help out?
Lady G?
Joe Exotic. I think he's coming out of jail here pretty soon.
Oh, is he really?
Him come out. And we'll pick him up from Fort Worth. We'll send a limo that he thinks is his, and then we'll actually bring him here to teach you how to walk like an actual cool duck.
That'd be cool.
He's been around ducks.
Why don't we get a? Let's see who else has been released. Oh, Bill Cosby.
But we really have to figure out
OJ Simpson.
OJ Simpson and then
OJ Simpson, Bill Cosby, and Joe Exotic.
Yeah, they're all your duck coaches. We're just gonna have to do more character building on this duck than we ever have before. Which is gonna take the longest time. But once we figure out and really understand how to utilize Douche Duck, it's going to be great.
It's kind of like the difference between the Superman movies with Christopher Reeve, where Superman wasn't a complex character, and then now Superman is complex with Henry Cavill.
Yeah,
that's exactly what we're doing.
Yeah, we were a marketing scheme beforehand. It was just a promo thing that we did, and now it's going to be a real life character that will call in on the show, that will make music, that will make music videos.
Okay.
That we will produce and put it out there. He's the official show mascot. We've got to build more backbone to him.
I love it.
The ducks have backbones?
Yeah, of course they do.
We should probably buy another suit too, just in case it's
going to ruin it. Are you saying that Daffy Duck doesn't have a backbone?
I don't know. Never seen a skeleton.
I have some bad news for you.
Uh-oh.
Joe Exotic will be re-sentenced.
Oh.
Instead, but less time. They're looking at less time. 17 years.
17 versus 22. Okay, good. He'll only be 100 versus 105 or whatever.
I could just see him in court.
He's already got himself a new boyfriend, by the way.
Already?
Yeah, he broke up with the other guy.
When we get him on?
I mean, we could.
We had all the other ones.
Is he here in Texas? Well,
he's in Fort Worth.
Almost all the
other ones. Oh, for real?
Yeah. I mean, we could get him on.
He's in our neighborhood, man.
And yours.
But I just, first off, what would I talk to him about? I really don't care, you know? I enjoy him on the show. I don't want to talk to the guy. But he's called into radio stations before. But yeah, he broke up with what's-his-face, Dylan, or Dylan dumped him and is dating some other guy and put it out on social media. And then Joe got all butthurt about it because he's like, he didn't wait for me. Bitch, you're in jail for 22 years. What is this guy supposed to do? Yeah. The guy's 21 years old.
Right, exactly. You're going to be in jail longer than I've been alive.
We talk on the phone all the time. Well, he's talking to somebody else, too, that's not incarcerated.
Yeah, you don't think he can't find someone to hook up with in prison?
So now Joe's posting on his Instagram this new guy with a shirt on, another 21. What's up with all these old gays? Eric, I hope when you become an old gay that you don't go out with these little jailbait 18-year-olds.
Jailbait.
I don't know what it is, but he's posting this guy, this new guy, that he probably hasn't even met in real life yet.
How could he?
Right. Unless you met him before he got locked up.
Wait, Joe has Instagram?
Yeah.
He can post to it?
He's got access to his people who post for him.
Oh, okay.
And then sometimes he can get messages out and stuff like that.
He's taking pictures with a new boyfriend?
No, he's not with the new boyfriend. He's just posting pictures of the new boyfriend.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know.
Can't wait to live our life together. Well, that guy's going to live his life.
Right.
You're still going to be locked up for 17 years. Whatever. All right. You got anything to add before next week? Hopefully next week we're here with brand new HD cameras. You can see Clark and in full frame. Some people might need a bigger TV, actually. But you'll be able to see Clark in full frame. Everyone will look like we're right there in your living room. It's going to be fantastic. We're just waiting on the credit card. See you guys next week.
This is MZ Now, online at mznow.tv. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MZNow.